HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. As the two men walked onto the debate stage, President Biden and former President Trump, who've made it clear they dislike one another, didn't shake hands or even acknowledge one another. Things went downhill from there. The anger and venom was clear throughout the 90-minute-long debate. Biden in the CNN presidential debate.
This lie about somehow there's all this misrepresentation, all this stealing. There is no evidence of that at all. And I tell you what, I doubt whether you'll accept it because you're such a whiner.
Trump said Biden's performance in office caused him to change his mind and run for a second term.
The millions of people that he's allowed to come in through the border, they're taking black jobs now, and it could be 18, it could be 19, and even 20 million people.
Biden often gave halting, rambling answers that sometimes trailed off. For his part, Trump unleashed a flurry of falsehoods on issues including the economy, abortion, and NATO members' defense spending. The next debate between the two is scheduled for September. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Now with more, here's Peter King.
Our fact checkers were working overtime to confirm or debunk some of what was said during the debate. CBS's Major Garrett has one example from one of Donald Trump's claims.
People are coming in and killing our citizens at a level like we've never seen before. The CBS News confirmed team rates this as misleading.
A former police chief and a former police officer have been arrested in connection with the Uvalde, Texas school shootings that killed 19 students and two teachers 2 years ago. Reporter Chris Fox.
Former Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo is in custody in the Uvalde County Jail. A grand jury indicting Arredondo and former officer Adrian Gonzalez on charges of abandoning and endangering a child due to the botched response to the Robb Elementary shooting.
Iran votes on a new president to replace the leader killed in a helicopter crash last month. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Tehran.
61 million Iranians are eligible to vote, but it's uncertain how many will actually turn out. There are four presidential candidates, but all of them had to be approved by a panel of Islamic clerics. Government loyalists don't mind that, and they will vote. But millions of people from all walks of life who have had it with the hardship brought on by sanctions and a system that relies on corruption and repression are expected to protest by simply staying home.
Florida's State Road A1A is getting a new name for a favorite son. It'll be called the Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway. Buffett lived in Key West, and A1A runs along the Atlantic coast from north to south. S&P futures up 15. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another attempt to recall State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss comes up short. The Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled Thursday the recall petitioners failed to turn in enough valid signatures. Three Republican commissioners and one Democrat voted that hundreds of signatures were gathered after the deadline. Outreach specialists are trying to recruit the next generation of Hmong farmers in Wisconsin. Many Hmong farmers are getting close to retirement age, and their grown children have different ideas about farming.
Older Hmong farmers, farming is therapeutic for them. They're making a little bit of money, but also farming and gardening makes them happy. The difference is that these younger farmers, they want farming to be financially sustainable.
Ya'imo Yang is with the Groundswell Conservancy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a big man to the roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks had plenty of offers to give up their spot in the second round of the NBA draft, but GM John Horst went ahead and picked 19-year-old Tyler Smith of Houston, a 6'11 forward who spent the past year competing in the G League.
I mean, during the first five games, we played overseas teams, so I mean, that was kind of hard. They're super aggressive, so I feel like that helped me by the time we played our first G League game. I had 22 points in my first G League game, so I mean, I feel like that prepared me.
Football, a federal jury has found the NFL overcharged TV customers for the Sunday ticket package and has ordered the league to pay a settlement of nearly $4 billion. The league will appeal. Baseball, Brewers, and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. Pat Murphy asked about fans' reaction to roster changes.
The backup shortstop, backup third base.
Right? I think our fans, don't run down our fans. You know, I don't think that's fair.
I'm just telling you what I see on Twitter all the time.
All right, well, I don't look at Twizzler. Anyway,
Twizzler, that's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today and again tonight. Today will be breezy with a high of 72 this afternoon. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, 75. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high right around 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Friday edition of The Devil's Advocates. We're bringing sexy back, and we're rehashing the debate with our pal Joseph Becky. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wanted to be in porn but didn't have the acting chops, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting statewide and on the stream from our beautiful studios here in downtown Green Bay at WGBW. Great to have you with me on this lovely Thursday night in Wisconsin. Greg, how are you? You still with us?
I'm good.
All right. My guest is Greg Schwem, the syndicated columnist for Tribune. His column is called The Humor Hotel. Check out Greg's work at TribuneContentAgency.com. Great stuff. You did a great article too, Greg, about oldies that I love. It's such a relative term. And where are you at with oldies? Here's my thing, like, with oldies. What's depressing about them, like, I almost like the oldies before I was born, like the songs that were truly oldies to me before I even really knew music, because the oldies I hear from when I was a kid just depress me. Like, and I think I said this the other night, you know, you'd hear like a Michael Jackson or Madonna song at a dance and you went crazy. And now we're just these dopes pushing grocery carts when we hear them in the grocery store. And it doesn't elicit the same reaction. You know, it's kind of depressing.
No, not really. Not really. Yeah. I don't know. I question though, are there people in like their 30s who use the term oldies? And
yeah.
What made me write the column was I live in the city, and I joined the city of Chicago, and I joined a health club, new health club. So I went to spin class. I love spin class.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I love it is because you work out to music. And so we're all in there, and then the instructor she's always late. She always everybody's all ready to go when she comes in. She's not abnormally late, but she's always the last one there. And so she comes in, she jumps on the bike, and she says, "I've put together an oldies playlist, and I think you guys are really going to like it. Let's get started." And then she says, she goes, what was everybody doing back in 2010? That was her opening line. And I can't remember who the song was. I don't even think I knew who it was. So that's what, 14 years ago. And I'm just like, I'm never going to make it through this class. That's what she's going to, you know, I'm like, I put on some ABBA for God's sake, you know? And you know, the funny thing is like in COVID, I don't know, but during COVID, but I got really into Peloton. That company blew up because everybody was home. So they were all, and so I'm still doing Peloton, but like these, you dial up like these hits of the 80s, you know, class, and the person, the instructor, wasn't even born at that time. You know, it's like, I don't want, you know, if you're going to play Rod Stewart, I don't want somebody on the bike saying, you know, oh, you know, my girlfriend and I were, you know, making bok choy last night in the walk and we had Rod Stewart on and we said, you know, we know a lot more Rod Stewart songs than we thought we did. And I'm just like spinning, like, I want like a 70-year-old woman with an ashtray clipped to the bike, you know,
all right.
Going, you know. I banged Rod Stewart outside of Chinese restaurant. let's crank these bikes up to 3. What do you say?
Yeah, that's a lot less sterile, I guess, or just a little more. Boy, that Peloton was crazy. That I my whole thing when those ads were running constantly, I was like, can we all just calm down? I mean, it was out of hand. I mean,
oh.
And I haven't seen one. I know in Madison, when I'm down there, there's a Peloton store, or maybe it's a type a headquarters or something. I don't know, but I don't ever see those ads anymore. What the heck happened to Peloton?
No, I mean, you know what? Well, you know what happened to Peloton? COVID restrictions were lifted. That's what happened to Peloton.
Yeah.
As soon as everybody was allowed to go outside, that stock tanked. Quarantine benefited a few people.
Yeah.
A few companies.
If they sold it.
We'll return to normal. We do not want things to return to normal. I just bought a Tesla.
I love the oldies. I remember growing up and I loved the generation before me that would say, you don't know what good music is. And then it's like, oh yeah, Foghat. They rewrote the book on lyrics. And
yes, I mean, exactly.
Why are people, it's like, okay, I get it. That was the soundtrack of your high school years, but can't you just recognize it as that and not say everybody should find Three Dog Night or whatever it is, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, they should be the barometer for music. Right. I agree. Yeah. But you don't see, you know, I will say one thing. Kids these days are still kind of gravitating to, they don't have, they still love like 80s music.
Yeah.
And so forth. They do. I mean, it's, and I feel like that's kind of sad that they don't really have a generation. I mean, I'll go into my health club and sometimes in the big room, there's, you know, there's like hip hop music playing. I'll look around and I will see a lot of people singing along and I'm like, I have no idea who the hell this is.
Right.
But I keep thinking, okay, so you've got that, but is that, are you still going to be listening to that? Is that still going to sound good to you 10, 20 years from now?
Right. That's a great,
you know, is Post Malone still going to be, you know, when you're at the barbecue and your kids are running around in the water, in the sprinklers and stuff, and you're hanging out, what's going to be playing? You know, are you going to be like, oh, remember this? Remember, you know, back in 2022, I loved this song.
Yeah. I think they will, no matter what the music is, even if we don't think it's great music. I mean, I'm surprised there are songs I didn't really like in the 80s necessarily, but when I hear them now, I'm like, oh, okay. It's just because it's a part of us. Like, even if that artist wasn't earth-shattering, it's what it triggers when you hear it. So that's why I think, you know, I remember my mom saying when I was a kid, well, Kiss is going to go away in 5 years. You're never going to hear from those guys again. And Kiss is still touring. Like, you know, I mean, it's just, that's just what it is. That's the nature of music, certainly pop music. But you also wrote an article, Greg, that I loved about the cheese, and you were going to write in, you're going to take the survey. And I talked about this recently too on the air. I was using my Mac Mail app, just my mail that comes with the phone, and something came up and I had never seen this before. It said, enjoying mail? And I had to give it a star. I'm like, no, it's just a thing. It's like when you, and I talked about this too, like when you go to a parking garage and they're like, hey, like us. Okay. 1034 Clark Street parking garage. Let me log into Facebook and give them a like. It's just getting out of hand, but
it is getting out of hand.
You actually wrote a letter to a cheese company. I love that.
Well, yeah. Well, what it was. So I went to shop at my local grocery store and I'm on their app and so forth. So they asked me, the worst part is that, like, you, once you start in on the survey, you're going down this rabbit hole and you're never getting out of it because they just, if they say, how did you enjoy your shopping experience at Jewel? If you give them a 10, it's almost like they're insulted. Like, well, why'd you give us a 10?
Yeah.
You know, explain your reasoning, why do you think we deserve a you to play God? You know, and then so what they want, it's like, can't you just be happy with your 10 and leave it at that? No, they actually wanted me to rate they wanted me to write a review of every single product that I purchased.
Wow.
And they know every single product that I purchased because I'm on their app. So they have all this information. And I just found it so ludicrous that they wanted me to write a review of an 8-ounce pack of shredded cheddar cheese that I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to actually drill down. And I did. I wrote everything about, you know, opening the slider, the plastic slider that keeps the cheese fresh,
right,
and how that was a little cumbersome when I slid it in a northerly direction as opposed to a southerly direction. But once I got it open, you know, I did find that some of the cheese shards or whatever you were
shards,
not uniformly cut. And that ruined my cheese experience. It's like, do you really want to read that? I mean, I just wanted them to read it like, right. It is ridiculous that we asked him to do that, you know? So that was kind of my point.
It's ridiculous that they don't just accept your 10. I gave you a 10. That's the best. I shouldn't have to show my work. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Yes.
Just, it's like, are you there to advance the corporation's, like, quarterly report about service or to enjoy their product? You shouldn't have to do all that legwork.
Right, yeah.
If I'm here, mm-hmm. I like the store. Done. You know?
Yes. Yes. You have my money. You
right.
have my money. That's the ultimate goal here.
That's the
you
win.
Every flight I take, and I fly a ton, and every flight I take, you know, you get the survey. It's like, you know, what'd you think of the, you know, how was your experience on Southwest? Well, I'll give you a 10. Okay. If you could answer a few more questions, now we're going to break it down to every single thing you did on that plate. You know, did they serve food? Yes, they did. Rate the quality of the snack that we served. I got 6 pretzels.
Yeah.
You want me to rate them all individually?
5 of them were good. Yeah, the other one was superb.
Yeah. I was a little full on the last one. Yeah. So
here's my,
it is. And you wonder who's reading this kind of stuff.
Yeah. And that would be my only negative on it'd probably be several on an airline, but how about maybe make it easier to go number 2 on an airline? Maybe make it so that you know, if that's a possibility. It's a big ask. I know. Greg, we have about a minute left. It was so great having you on the show. Are you watching anything besides Hacks that you could recommend binge watching or anything you're watching on TV?
You know what? I can't because it's the summer, and when it's summer out in Chicago, I am never home.
Wow!
I don't want to be home. I don't want to be watching TV. I don't want to be in my place watching TV. I want to be outside, and so you know, I'll come back in the fall, and I'm sure I'll have some good ones for you. I will say I'm still trying to get through the last season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel because I just want to know how it ends.
Right. I got to catch up on that too.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a sense of that. So that's probably the only thing. But I think I missed the whole season, but I just skipped forward to the last one because I want to see how it ends.
That's fantastic. Well, we'll finish that book so you can come back or come back before, whatever. It's great having you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, have a great
night. Good seeing you, Pete, as always.
Enjoy your swanky couch. All right, thanks, Greg.
Yes, I will.
All right, that's Greg Schwemm. Check out his work, TribuneContentAgency.com. His column is called The Humor Hotel. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about Ricky Gervais. You won't want to miss that. This is Pete Schwabba at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You've seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you. And her face is like a sail.
Welcome back. I know there's a debate on tonight, but we are crushing Nightlight tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It is great. Those of you who are still with the stream, thank you. Great to have you. It's a lovely night here in the state of Wisconsin. So much going on, so much TV to watch, to talk about. And, oh, Conrad, you just shared this, Bill Nye. Did you know that when you get nominated for a star on the Walk of Fame, you have to pay for it? Do you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. 75 big ones, buddy.
$75?
75 grand. No, not, wow. Not 75 bucks.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to be nominated by the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce for the Hollywood neighborhood, and then they have to, if you have, like, I think a year to accept it, and then they want you to give them 75 grand. So, it ain't cheap, man.
So you just didn't want to give them 75 grand, you know, when you got nominated?
Yeah. It's not You're my like, thing. Eh. I like to fly under the radar and make as little money as possible. Yeah, not just any. You do have to be approved. Bill Nye, that's a good one. Yeah, I saw some of these nominations. Colin Farrell, Jessica Chastain. I feel like you'd have to be like at least 60. Like, what is Jessica Chastain, like 38?
Bill Nye has got to be up there, though.
He's up there. And Jane Fonda's up there. But like David Beckham, why is he getting a star?
You know, Bill Nye was actually my teacher.
I beg your pardon? You had a teacher named Bill Nye?
No, he taught so many kids my age all the stuff in science.
Oh, nice.
You know, like every day or some, not every day, but some days it'd be like, well, we're going to watch a Bill Nye, the Science Guy video. And everyone was be like, scream, be like really happy about it.
Oh man, that's cool.
Cause it was funny.
Yeah.
But it still got the point across of what's going on.
So this is interesting. When I left Chicago in the mid-90s, we were set to move to L.A. I got a call from a friend of mine who worked for Buena Vista, said, do you want to write for Bill Nye? Like, I had done this other thing, and they liked it. And I was like, Bill Nye, the guy on whatever? And I don't even think of I knew he was the science guy or whatever. But I turned it down because I didn't want to. He's in Seattle, and I didn't want to move to Seattle. I thought the only reason I'd be moving there was to write for Bill Nye, who I didn't even get or really know his stuff at the time. But he was a huge, that maybe would have been a good career move. I mean, I don't regret going to LA, as some cool things happened there, but he probably would have been a cool guy to write for.
Yeah.
Very likable. Did you see this? I thought this was interesting. He got a his start after winning a Steve Martin lookalike contest.
I did not know that.
That's in this article, yeah. And he got into comedy working on the classic King TV sketch show Almost Live in the 1980s. So that's before he was doing the science stuff. Nye's energetic blend of entertainment and education struck a chord in Bill Nye, the Science Guy, produced by public television station KCTS-TV in the 1990s. That's crazy. He serves on the Planetary Society, CEO, and the board of Mount St. Helens. Yeah, he's done well for himself.
You can still view his science on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like he all the lessons you learned. Oh, he still does it?
Yeah.
Original content?
It used to be like actually like half hour shows. Now it's just like, you know, a couple second videos of, you know, some science stuff.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I've always liked him.
Yeah, I mean, I believe anything he says.
Yeah.
Just because he was my teacher, pretty much.
No, that's cool. This was such a simple thing he said. Someone said, what would it take for you to believe, I don't know what they were talking about at the time, but he just said, evidence. And it was so simple.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you need something, right?
I mean, that's basis of everything he did is just, where's the evidence? And if there's evidence, he'll go into it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's so cool. So here's what we should do. We've got a few minutes before we have our next. I'm very excited. In just a few minutes, folks, I don't know if any of you have been to the Superior area, Superior, Duluth. They're almost like Twin Cities. Duluth is considerably larger. But Superior is a beautiful area of our state. Up there on Lake Superior, gorgeous. They have this old hotel that's beautiful. I think it's called the Hotel Chequamegon or something like that. I stayed there decades ago when I was doing stand-up. And in just a few minutes, Carolyn Nelson Cabayas will join us. She is the coordinator or director of their 4th of July celebration and the parade coordinator. So she's going to join us in just a few minutes to talk to us about their festival up there. If you're listening now and you know you want to share something about the part of your state that you live in that is really fun about summer, 4th of July, whatever, don't hesitate to reach out to us. I want to know what's going on in your part of the state. And in just a few minutes, Carolyn, will tell us what's happening up in Superior over the 4th of July. What are you doing for the 4th, Conrad?
I am staying at my brother's while he is going on vacation to take care of his cats.
Does it sound like I just got struck by lightning and I'm a little slow? Wow, that does not sound fun at all. I have to be honest.
I love his cats. They're the only two cats that I actually take care of.
To take direction.
My brother and a bunch of his friends, I went last year, but since I just took a big vacation, I really can't do it again.
Yeah.
They go up north for a whole weekend, like, stay on a lake and up by Chippewa Falls.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we're pretty far north. Chippewa Falls is over by Eau Claire.
Yeah.
That's a lovely area. Beautiful.
So I'm doing the cat duty this year.
Are you going to do some fireworks for the cats?
I'll put some on the screen, see what they do.
See what they do. That would be interesting. A little case study, if you will.
Exactly.
So that's fun. So I wanted to talk about Ricky Gervais, but I don't know that. What other clips do we have?
We have some Night at the Museum clips or the British Office.
Yeah, but we don't have time. That deserves more of a, because Ricky Gervais is a good. And I want to do this week. Like tomorrow night, we're definitely doing Ricky Gervais because we have good stuff from him. We have Night at the Museum, yeah. British Office. I don't want to waste those. Do we still have the did you find a Nick Offerman clip?
I did. It's a short clip, so
let's play that one because it was his birthday. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
Or this week. And this is from Parks and Rec?
Yep.
I love it. I love this character. All right, fire away.
Under my tutelage, you will grow from boys into men, from men into gladiators, and from gladiators into Swansons. Behold! The Swanson Pyramid of Greatness. I've been developing the Swanson Pyramid of Greatness for years. It's a perfectly calibrated recipe for maximum personal achievement. Categories include capitalism, God's way of determining who is smart and who is poor. Crying, acceptable at funerals and the Grand Canyon. Rage, poise, property rights, fish, for sport only, not for meat. Fish meat is practically a vegetable. Haircuts. There are three acceptable haircuts. High and tight, crew cut, buzz cut. Are the scissors broken in your house, son?
I love that. It's so funny because he coaches like a fourth grade basketball team and he made that.
That is hilarious. That was the funniest character on that show, in my opinion, hands down. All right, so we'll talk about... It is a what to watch Thursday, but I know we're losing to the debates, and that's fine, you know. But before the end of the show, you and I will recap what we're going to watch, and I want to talk about 1923. That's a pretty good show. But coming up next, Very exciting, folks. We're going to find out what is happening on the 4th of July in Superior, Wisconsin, our beautiful city to the north, with Carolyn Nelson Cavaya. She'll be up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
.5 The Tap.
CBS News special report. It was an often contentious debate. President Biden and former President Trump one-on-one last night on CNN. Here's CBS's Skyler Henry.
The candidates clashed over abortion and reproductive rights.
If I'm elected, I'm going to restore Roe v. Wade.
I believe in the exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
Both presumptive nominees returned to the campaign trail Friday, bringing their message directly to voters.
Many saw the president's performance as somewhat shaky. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Big concern among Democrats about the president's performance. Remember, it was the president who pushed for this. He wanted this. His campaign wanted it.
Biden campaign officials later said he had a cold. As for the voters, well, these people were watching in Oakland.
President Biden is not performing. He's not demonstrating that he's the smart, competent person that I believe he is.
Trump definitely dominated the conversation in every way.
CBS News special report. I'm Peter King.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they're more bullish on the economy in Wisconsin than nationwide. 44% say they have a positive view of the state's economy, while only 34% like the national outlook. 55% say Wisconsin is headed in the wrong direction. The House version of the federal farm bill would cut the SNAP low-income food program by $30 billion. The justification is to save taxpayer money, but advocates say SNAP is worth billions to local economies.
Every SNAP dollar is returned into the economy. It turns into profits for local businesses, for agricultural producers. When we stop investing in SNAP, those communities miss out.
Carmen Maradian says that would cost taxpayers down the road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In the summer that's seen several horror films released, the trend continues. A Quiet Place Day One is the third episode of the franchise, and despite the absence of Emily Blunt and John Krasinski, the film is reviewing very well on Rotten Tomatoes, grabbing an 86% so far. Despite the good reviews, Day One does not have much of a chance of knocking off Inside Out 2 at the box office. The sequel to Inside Out is expected to reach $1 billion faster than any animated film in history. The other highly anticipated film is Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1. Believe it or not, the film is even longer than the title. Horizon is a Civil War-era drama that clocks in at just over 3 hours, and that's Chapter 1, folks. Horizon is pulling a 44% on Rotten Tomatoes. Sean Penn and Dakota Johnson star in Daddy-O, which opens in limited release and is pulling a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today and again tonight. Today will be breezy with a high of 72 this afternoon. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, 75. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high right around 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera. Whenever it's be like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Mayer they're on air.
It is Wisconsin. We need to have some kind of presidential debate drinking game. What is the cue?
Is it rigged? Is it?
Come on, man. Malarkey, though.
I think
malarkey is like a 5-point word.
Yeah, that's the one ring to rule them all. That is the one you want to get. I feel like he will switch some voters if he does malarkey because it's just so darn charming.
Matinee on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Marquette pollster Charles Franklin. Let's talk about the dead heat here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to our fourth quarter, you might want to call it, of Nightlight. Here on this lovely Thursday summer evening in Wisconsin. Great to have you with me. I am joined now. This is exciting. As I mentioned, I want to talk to people from all over our state. Nightlight is on statewide. And obviously, most of the people live around, you know, Milwaukee, Madison, Northeast Wisconsin. But there's so much going on in Wisconsin, especially in the summer. If you are in part of Wisconsin that has a fun festival or something that's unique about the summer, I really want to hear about it. And I want to talk about it on the air because, well, Conrad, we represent the people, right?
We do.
I can say that on a debate night here. And joining us is one of those people who is, I'm sure she's very excited to be here. She's not busy enough as it is, but she's going to join us tonight by phone. Carolyn Nelson-Cavaya. She's the parade coordinator for the 4th of July Festival celebration in beautiful Superior, Wisconsin. Carolyn, how are you?
I am so groovy. How are you?
Oh, groovy. I like that. Well done. You must have watched the Brady Bunch back in the day.
Well, I did back in the day. You know, I think I might have picked it up off of Scooby-Doo, though. I'm not quite sure. But, you know, both of those programs are winners. So.
Yeah, you found it. That's the important thing. You found the groove.
That's right.
How are you doing tonight?
I am wonderful. You know, I'm actually attending an outdoor music festival right now as we speak. So, you know, it's summertime and there's just nothing better than having the opportunity to be outside with friends and neighbors and enjoy some live music. So we are gearing up for the 4th of July and just kind of hanging out and enjoying the calm before the storm, so to speak, because everything's going to get really exciting here in Superior starting next week. So
let's say people want a road trip, maybe, because that's what people do in the summer. Why not go to Superior? Tell us what we can expect if we drop by Superior and check out the 4th of July celebration there. I know you're the one behind the parade, which sounds fabulous, but give us an overview of the parade and then the day as a whole in Superior, if you would.
Sure. So if people want to visit Superior on the 4th of July, we have an entire day of activities planned for people who want to spend the day and stay home in our community or come up and visit Superior. So the parade kicks off at 11 o'clock, and we have partnered with a local television station. So the parade will be broadcast live for the very first time ever. And so we're really excited about that. We have 65 units signed up for our 4th of July parade, everything from high school marching bands to performing groups. And, you know, of course, we have our military and veterans groups, classic cars, bagpipers, everything that you can imagine that would be fun and entertaining for a parade like the city of Superior. So that kicks off at 11 and heads down Belknap Street, which is one of our main streets in the city of Superior. And it will lead you right to our Dennis Van Alstyne car show that starts at 1 o'clock immediately following the parade. So you just have to follow the parade route and you'll go right to our car show. And the car show is on Tower Avenue. And It starts at 1 and it is fantastic. There's live music, there's a couple of local bands, and there are blocks and blocks and blocks of beautiful classic cars. There are all sorts of food vendors, you know, fun little shopping opportunities from local vendors and things like that. And, you know, of course, just the opportunity to hang out on the city street, visit with friends and neighbors, and enjoy the beautiful weather. So that will run until about 5 o'clock. And from the car show, you can head down to Barker's Island. So have you guys ever been to Superior before?
You know what? I was a stand-up comedian in the 90s, Carolyn, and I worked there. I did stand-up there a couple times, and I stayed at, is it the Shequamagon Hotel? There was this beautiful old hotel.
You're right. That is more towards Ashland. So
That's okay.
But that's about an hour drive from us. It's beautiful. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, I got confused, but I've done stand up in the city of Superior, and when I was a kid, I was there, and yeah, it's very beautiful.
Yes. So we have, if you're not familiar with Superior, we have this really cool island here in Superior, right on Lake Superior, and it's called Barker's Island. And there's a beautiful marina and a really nice hotel, Barker's Island Inn. And then we have this area of the island, and it's called Festival Park. It's right to a mini golf course, and we have an estuarium. There's paddle boarding. The SS Meteor, of course, which is a huge attraction here in Superior. And then there is this big, beautiful outdoor stage right on the lake. And so there will be live music starting at 6 o'clock, and it will run until right up until the fireworks. And then there will be our big city fireworks display right over Barker's Island, right out on the lake. And then, of course, the music will continue after the fireworks until 11 o'clock. And on top of that, there will be food vendors, and there will be beer tents, and all kinds of things that you can enjoy, along with mini golfing and just, you know, having the opportunity to hang out and be on the lake and be in Festival Park. So again, the music starts, I believe it's at 6 o'clock, with a band, a local band called Soulhead. And then it's followed by our headliner for the 4th of July Fest, which is a local band called Born Too Late. And like I said, they'll be playing right up until the fireworks. So you can bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair. It's all free. There's absolutely no charge to attend. So just, you know, come on out, you know, bring your whole family. You can eat there. You don't have to worry about where to go for dinner, and just enjoy the 4th of July. It's going to be an awesome time.
We'll take care of you
from 11 in the morning until 11 at night.
So what I'm hearing is, if Conrad and I road trip to Superior, well, he can't do it because he's got to watch his brother's cats. But let's just say, hypothetically, it sounds like we're in for a good time.
Oh, you are absolutely in for a good time. We will take good care of you. It's always a fun time in Superior. And it sounds like you haven't been here since the 90s,
right? It's been a while.
So you're due for a road trip.
I know. I have to ask you, it says the 27th annual 4th of July celebration. What happened before that?
Well, here's the thing. I actually do know this because I'm a lifelong Superior resident. But how I really got involved with the 4th of July parade and the 4th festivities to begin with is I grew up dancing and twirling baton in the 4th of July parade when I was a kid in the late 70s, early 80s. And there was a period of time, and I'm not exactly sure when it was, but it was like somewhere in the late 80s that we didn't have a 4th of July parade for about 5 years. And I think there just wasn't anyone around or available to run it. And then this community group stepped up and they decided that they were going to join forces and work together to bring back the parade. It's a lot of work and coordination and fundraising and all kinds of things. So in 1991, I was still in high school. I was just graduating from high school, but I had started a performing arts school here in Superior while I was still in high school. And you know, I just always had a passion for performing and baton twirling and dance and all that stuff. So in 1991, I brought my performing arts school, Sterling Silver Studio, to start performing in the 4th of July parade. And so from 1991 until, well, I believe it was, let's see, 2022. I know that's a little more than 27 years, but we had this parade, and I think there might have been a year or two off because of COVID and, you know, those types of things. But then in 2022, the people who had originally, you know, founded this community group decided that they were ready to retire. I mean, they were retiring from their jobs, and some of them were moving away from the community and things like that. And I was approached by the city of Superior, and they asked if I would be interested, along with my organization, our performing arts school still exists, if we would be interested in taking over the 4th of July parade and making sure that, you know, it was still being produced. And so it was just a natural and an immediate yes for us, because I remember a time when we weren't so lucky to have a parade and a big celebration like this in Superior. And I wanted to see that continue, not only for my own children to grow up in a community that has cool things like this, but just for our entire community in general. So we took over in 2022. So this is my third year running the Superior 4th of July parade. But, you know, 27th annual, I mean, our 4th of July celebration really, truthfully, has been going on for as long as I can remember.
I thought so. That seems strange to me.
Yeah. We've been around a lot longer than that and doing things, because I was marching in this parade, like I said, in the late 70s, early 80s. Yeah. So.
My guest is Carolyn Nelson Cavias. She is the parade coordinator for the festival up in Superior, Wisconsin, on the 4th of July. Okay, so we have a couple minutes left. I think that, first of all, I just want to say that's great, Carolyn, what you do with the dance studio. It's so great that you have this little performing arts studio in a town the size of Superior. I think kids need more of that. I mean, sports is important too, but the performing arts, so many kids, if they had easier access to it, would find it, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because oftentimes when I'm having these types of conversations with people, they'll say, well, how in the world did you start this in high school? And, you know, honestly, it was just a direct response to a need that I recognized in the community, because as someone who's always been really creative and wanting to do things in the arts, there just wasn't anything like this for kids like me in Superior. And so rather than turn to something that I was less passionate about, I decided to just start something on my own so that I and other kids like me would have something to do. And I always thought that it would be something that I did until I graduated from high school. And then I was going to move away and become a famous talk show host. So, you know, you are kind of living my dream, right?
Well, that's why we found each other, Carolyn. I guess so.
And so you're absolutely right. You know, I work directly with Create Wisconsin. I'm sure you're familiar with that. It's a statewide organization that deals directly with for-profit and nonprofit organizations like mine, or like, you know, any type of, you know, arts-based organization throughout the state. And really our goal is to continue to help promote small arts-based businesses or organizations or growing businesses or people with ideas, so that they can bring things like this to their communities. Because of course, we all know that the arts just nourish communities, bring people together, and just and make cool things happen, like
absolutely
the 4th of July in Superior.
Absolutely. We have about 1 minute left, Caroline. And Carolyn, and thank you so much for your time. What are you watching on TV? What do you binge watch when you're done planning parades and bringing the performing arts to your wonderful city? What do you watch on TV?
Well, you know, I don't have a lot of time for binge watching. Okay. However, I did watch this really interesting docuseries the other day while I was folding laundry. It was 3 episodes long, so it was super easy to watch it in one night. And it was called Dancing with the Devil. And I was attracted to it because it's all about, like, the new era of dancers and TikTok and, you know, like, young people in the arts really interested in becoming famous and things like that. And I loved it. It was It was interesting, a little bit scary, you know, something parents might want to watch, but I mean, just anybody. It really was interesting. You don't have to be a dancer or an entertainer or an artist or anything like that to watch the series and enjoy it. But, you know, I'm kind of into those, like, murder, mystery, creepy type of things. So
I love it. And that's the first recommendation I've heard for that title. So thank you for that as well. Good luck with your celebration next week. Party safely. And don't be a stranger. Let's find a reason to talk again on the show. I'd love to have you back.
That sounds good. We'll have another parade to talk about in October. So let's connect.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Carolyn. Right. Have a great night.
You bet.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That's Carolyn Nelson Cavias, the parade coordinator for the festival up in Lake Superior. And Superior, Wisconsin. Beautiful area if you're looking for a road trip. Conrad and I will be back next to wrap this thing up on Nightlight with Peach Wubba.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. For some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely going to budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you can pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There's a problem with Heather's iron, bargain buildings, weights and pulleys, feathers hit.
Welcome back. We've got a few minutes left here on Nightlight. We'll have a great show tomorrow night as well. Terry Barr will be here. As always, to introduce us to some new music. She's so good at that. The talent they find for Live in the Lair and Max Inc. Radio here at Civic Media is really remarkable. And they're on from 6 to 12 every Saturday night. They're replayed at various times, too. So definitely check that out. But Terry will be, where will she be tomorrow night?
Live from the Brewers
game. From the Brewers game. Okay. And she'll, that's what I love about Terry. Like, she's still going to be here. Like, yeah, I'm at the Brewers game. Yeah, I'm at a Willie Nelson concert. Yeah, I'm at Make Music Madison. She still makes time for Nightlight. And how do you not love her for that? So what are you going to watch this weekend, Conrad? I know we kind of touched on it, and we're competing with the debates tonight, but we can still have this discussion.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the Bears on my list.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm not really sure. There is this new show, or I guess they already had one season, and it's a Netflix show. It's called The Mole.
Yeah. What is that again? It's
a reality show.
Oh, okay.
And one person gets I think it's 9 or 10 people.
Okay.
They all come together. Last year they started on in the middle of in the woods or whatever, and they have to try to escape it, you know? One of them is the mole, who tries to, you know, rough stuff up, kind of like that.
Yeah.
They get a card and they realize, oh, I'm the mole. And the people have to try to guess who the mole is. And if they get it right, they win $1 million or something.
Oh, really?
But it was a reality show I actually really enjoyed.
Yeah, contests aren't bad. When they're not, you know, I mean, a lot of them are contests. But I mean, you know, it's just when they add all that extra drama.
Yeah.
But I don't mind a contest. The first Survivor I watched the whole season, I thought, you know.
Yeah, so new episodes, or the new season is dropping tomorrow, so.
A Survivor?
No.
It's like their 60th.
But yeah, so that's what I'll watch. Okay. What about you?
I think I started this, we've talked about this on the show before. I did not take to Yellowstone. I watched the first few episodes, and it was okay. I thought the daughter was a little over the top. And I like the one son who married the indigenous girl, the Native American girl. But then he just kind of turned in. There was just not one likable character on the show. And characters don't always have to be likable for me, but I have to at least find them interesting enough to want to watch. And I gave up on Yellowstone, but several people told me that the prequels to Yellowstone, 1923 and 1883, I think is the other one, were good. So I started watching, 2 nights ago, I started watching 1923, which is about the Dutton family. Harrison Ford plays Jake Dutton. His wife is played by Helen Mirren. I can't remember her character's name. She is excellent, though. She kind of becomes the star of the show. I'm like on the fourth episode. And then they have this nephew who's like over in Africa after World War One, and he's hunting leopards that are killing people. He's like this macho dude you don't want to mess with. So they've set up this sort of war between herders and ranchers in Montana. And I'm at the point where, oh, the real hard-ass nephew is coming back to take over the Dutton Ranch and scare away all these like Irish migrant worker people. But it's good. It's not as over the top as Yellowstone, and it just develops. Harrison Ford is good. The cast is good, and it's a little easier to watch than Yellowstone was for me. So I'm going to stick with that.
Have you ever seen The Ranch?
That's a Netflix show with Sam Elliott, right?
And Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher, right.
And I forget his name, but the guy who got cut off of the show because he went to jail.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
I forget his name. He was in that 70s show.
Danny Masterson.
But if you want to talk about a show that it was so, I enjoyed it. It's so good.
Really?
First four seasons until that happened. And then they kept trying to write around it.
Mm. Right around the fact that he was a molester?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the way that, because he was the brother in the show.
Yeah.
The way that he died was like, made no sense. And it just went terrible after that.
That's got to give you the biggest ulcer ever if you're an executive producer of a show that's doing well and one of your main cast members just turns out to be a doink.
Yeah,
my friend Carla wrote for that show. I have to say I've never seen it. I've heard really good things about it, though, and Sam Elliott is in it. And Sam Elliott is in the 1883 prequel to Yellowstone. Sam Elliott's in everything set in the West.
Well, I'd recommend watching the first four seasons and then just stop watching it.
That sounds good. That kind of has always piqued my interest. I don't know why I never got around to it. Have you ever seen the film 28 Days Later?
That sounds familiar.
It's a zombie film.
Yep.
Cillian Murphy, yep. Brendan Gleeson. I started watching it about 10 years ago. I watched like the first 20 minutes. And I didn't dislike it. It had my interest. It's just one of those things you got distracted and I never went back to it. I might revisit that this weekend too. And maybe a little bit of The Bear. And I'm like you, I'm holding off on Dark Matter until I have more than one episode to watch. Because how far into that are you?
I'm 3 episodes in.
Okay.
Because I got those episodes for the plane ride to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I was like, I want to watch all the episodes right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. And I thought I was finishing the show last week with episode 8, and it was a really cool episode, and they honestly could have ended it there, but there's like 5 episodes left, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to save these. So I'm not going to do that. I am watching Presumed Innocent. Very good.
Are you going to check out MILF Manor?
You know what? That's, you know, here's the thing. Like, if my wife and daughter were going to be out of town, maybe, and not for nefarious reasons or anything perverted or anything, that's something I don't want to be caught watching, especially when I have a daughter and I'm trying to be a good male role model for her, and I'm going to watch MILF Manor?
I don't think I would want to be caught watching it, and I'm single.
By anybody. Yeah, yeah. Good point. All right. Well, this has been a nice diversion tonight to not have to deal with my crazy squirrel problem, but we'll have more on that tomorrow night. Terry Barr will be here tomorrow. Like to thank my guest, as always, Greg Schwemm. Always fun to talk with my pal Greg and Carolyn Nelson Cavias. She was fun. She was a great guest. And if you're in the Superior area, check out the 4th of July festivities next week. They sound like a lot of fun. We will be back tomorrow night. Thank you for your text. If you stuck with us through the debates, great. If not, hopefully we'll have you back tomorrow. What am I missing, Conrad?
I don't think you're missing
anything. You got everything, right?
Yeah.
All right. Go watch some MILF Manor. We'll do this again tomorrow. All right. It's Peach Wobba Nightlight. On behalf of Conrad, have a great night, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area. And then we talk all things entertainment with OnMilwaukee.com's Matt Miller. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.